The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Welcome you into this brand new month, the month of July. And I pray that your life will never be the same again in Jesus' name. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. I want to hear your loudest amen. This month shall be a great month for you. This month shall be a great month for you. Isaiah 54, I'll be reading from verse 1 all through to verse 17. Isaiah chapter 54, I'll be reading verse 1 all through to verse 17. Sing, O barren, thou that did not bear, break forth into singing and cry aloud, thou that did not travail with child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord. Enlarge the place of thy tent, and let them stretch forth the curtains of thy habitation. Spare not, lengthen thy cords, and strengthen thy stakes. For thou shalt break forth on the right hand, and on the left, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles, and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. Fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed. I didn't hear your amen. I didn't hear your amen. Fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed, neither be thou confounded, for thou shalt not be put to shame. If I were you, I would say an international amen. For thou shalt not be put to shame, for thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth, and shalt not remember the reproach of thy widowhood anymore. For thy maker is thy husband, the Lord of hosts is his name, and thy redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the God of the whole earth, shall he be called. For the Lord hath called thee as a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit, and a wife of youth when thou wast refused, saith the Lord. For a small moment have I forsaken thee, but with great mercy will I gather thee. In a little wrath I hid my face from thee for a moment, but with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, saith the Lord thy Redeemer. For this is as the waters of Noah unto me. For as I have sworn that the waters of Noah should no more go over the earth, so have I sworn that I will not be wroth with thee, nor rebuke thee. Verse 10. For the mountain shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee. Neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord of hosts that had mercy on thee. O thou afflicted, tossed with tempest, and not comforted, behold, I will lay thy stones with fair colors, and lay thy foundation with sapphire, and I will make thy windows of agate, and thy gates of cambers, and all the borders pleasant stones, and all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children. Verse 14, in righteousness shalt thou be established, and thou shalt be far from oppression. For thou shalt not fear, and from terror, and for it shall not come on thee. Let me hear you say a big amen. Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever, someone say whosoever, shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. Behold, I have created the smith that hath blown the coals in the fire, and that bringeth forth an instrument for his work, and I have created the wasters to destroy. Verse 17. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, said the Lord of hosts. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in Jesus' name. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. I'll be speaking briefly tonight on introduction to breaking forth. Introduction to breaking forth. Our God is a God that wants you to break forth. What does it mean to break forth? What, when you say breaking forth, what does it mean? What does it really mean for somebody to break forth? To break forth means to change level. To change from a lower level to a higher level. Number two, what does it mean to break forth? It means to succeed and to excel. To succeed for a man, a woman, a young lady, a young man, to succeed and to excel. Number three, what does it mean to break forth? To overcome barriers. You break the barriers. To overcome barriers. Somebody will overcome barriers today. Somebody will overcome barriers today. Let me hear your loudest amen. Number four, what does it mean to break forth? To be released from bondage and captivity. To be released. To be released. To be released from bondage, from what has held you down, from what has hindered your good story. To be released from what has stopped you hitherto. What does it mean to break forth? It means to access desired testimonies. To access one's desired testimonies. To access one's desired testimonies. And I still have many more here, but let me just take one more. To break forth means to be glorified. For God to give one his glory. That person is breaking forth in glory. And that person is you in the name of Jesus. You are not destined to suffer breakdown in life. My God and your God never destined that your portion shall be the portion of breakdown, but the portion of break forth. He never designed you to be in captivity or oppression or depression or suppression. That's not his plan. He said, for I know the thoughts I have towards you. Jeremiah 29 verse 11. Jeremiah 29 11. I know what I have towards you, the thoughts of good and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Some verse, the KJV said, to give you an expected end. An expected end means a good end. Friends, as God liveth, you will end well. Amen. Your story will end up as a good story. Amen. I say your story will end up as a good story. Amen. I say your story will end up as a good story. Amen. It's as if things are not working out now. It's as if people are looking down on you now. It's as if people have thought that it is over for you. Maybe your enemies are even dancing. They are rejoicing. Ah, you can see now. It is over for her. It is over for him. But I say this prophetically tonight. You will soon become a surprise to the entire nation. You will soon become a surprise to your family. In Isaiah 54 verse 3, the Bible says, thou shalt break forth to the right hand and unto the left hand. What does this mean? It means that you will become a global entity and a global success. Your success will be transgenerational. Your success will be so much that men will come to the light of your breaking forth. Get set. In these 12 days, those incapacitated, those in chains, those that enemy has held down, those that the enemy has stopped before now, suddenly, their light will begin to shine. If you are one of us, let me hear your loudest amen. If you are one of us, let me hear your loudest amen. As God liveth, by the time we are celebrating on the last day of this program, there's a change of story for you all together. There's a change of story for you all together. So, that is God's plan for you. That is His intention for you. The Bible says in Isaiah 55 verse 5, Isaiah 55 verse 5 says, behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and the nation that knew not thee shall run unto thee. Let me hear you say amen.
Amen.
They will run unto thee because you are break forth. They will run unto thee. Those you are borrowing money from now, by the time we finish this program, they will be the one borrowing money from you.
Amen.
Those that are helping you now, by the time we finish this program, you will be a helper unto them.
Amen.
I can hear your amen.
Amen.
Because of what? Because of the Lord thy God and for the Holy One of Israel, for he had glorified thee. That's why I said to break forth also means for glory to for God to glorify you. I'm very excited because I know what God has promised me will happen in your life in this program. Can you receive this? You will see it with your two eyes. You will handle it with your two hands. You will embrace it with your two hands. I can hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. So you are not designed to be down. You are not destined to be confined, but to be refined, designed, and transformed. Jesus said, the works that I do, shall you do. And greater works than these, shall you do. So, you are designed for greater works. Greater works is breaking forth. You are designed for greater works. You are designed for greater works. Turn to your neighbor and say, I am designed for greater works. I am designed for greater works. John chapter 14, verse 12. It shall be well with you in the name of Jesus. Now, quickly tonight, what is the foundation? What is in the basics? What is the basic necessity that we must first acquire before we can think of breaking forth? What is that thing that is so crucial that is in the foundation for breaking forth? It's called righteousness. Righteousness. I will treat that very quickly tonight, then we go to pray. Righteousness. In Proverbs chapter 14, verse 34, the Bible says, righteousness exalts a nation. That is, righteousness causes you to break forth. Proverbs 14, 34. Righteous exalts a nation, and sin is a reproach to any people. The work of righteousness is to lift you up unto breaking forth. Anywhere there is iniquity, the person turns into a nonentity. That is, he does not think of breaking. The issue of breaking forth is not an issue. That's why every day as I wake, I say, God, today, give me grace to live for you and to live a righteous life that will please you. Iniquity is a destroyer. You can call it foundation for breaking forth. Foundation for, that's actually what is in my note, and that's what is being preached in other church too. The foundation for breaking forth. So, righteousness is so important if you are ever going to taste breaking forth. Look at a man like Job. Bible says in Job chapter 1 verse 1 to 3, that there was a man called Job. This man broke forth because he was righteous. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And that man was perfect. Someone say perfect. And upright. Someone say upright. And one that feared God and eschewed evil. Eschewed evil means he hated evil. I was with God some time ago outside of this country for some days alone just to have some time with God. And God spoke to me and said, don't let your hand be seen in evil. I heard it in that small hotel room. Say, don't put your hand in evil. Don't put your hand in evil. If your desire is to break forth, uprightness cannot be left out. And the Bible said there was a man, go to the next verse, God bless you, media. Verse 2 now. And there was born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. His substance also was 7,000 sheep. 7,000 sheep. 7,000, not 700, not 70, 7,000 sheep. and 3,000 camels and 500 yoke of oxen. Someone say breaking forth. And 500 she-axe and a very great household. So that the man was what? The greatest of all the men in the east. It's like saying he was the greatest man in the whole of Africa. That's what that place is saying. This man was so great. He had assets. You can imagine somebody having 7,000. I mean, you can't imagine it. If you have in the media, you can see, if you can get some group of ships, maybe like 100 or 200, you can see how they are. Now, this man had 7,000 of those kind of ships. 7,000. You try. You don't try. We are not talking of plowing. That one is a different man. I'm talking of sheep. Eh? Go to the net. Fast, fast, fast. Papa, 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 you get it. Ah, God. Eh? Oh. Ah, yeah, 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 yeah. Praise the Lord. This man was so great. He had resources. Why? Uprightness. Look at another man called Samuel. In the book of 1 Samuel chapter 12. 1 Samuel chapter 12 from verse 3 to 5. This man challenged the people. He said, oh yeah, tell me. And behold, here am I. Witness against me before the Lord and before his anointed. Whose ox have I taken? Can you imagine a pastor or a big man coming before people is leading and say, any of you here come? Any of you, have I taken your car? Have I taken your ox? Have I taken anything from you forcefully? And whose ass have I taken? Or have I, go on, is there any, have I ever defrauded you? Did I borrow money from you and not pay? He was sure of his righteousness. Whom have I oppressed? Or of whose hand have I received any bribe to blind my eyes therewith? I never at any point in time ensured that I collected bribe from somebody and I gave wrong judgment. No. And I will restore it if there's anything like that. And they said, now the people now replied, ah, no. And they said, thou hast not defrauded us, nor oppressed us, neither hast thou taken aught of any man's hand. Go to verse 5, just stop there, verse 5, if you can. And he said unto them, the Lord is witness against me, is witness against you, and is anointed his witness this day, that you have not found aught in my hand. And they answered, he is witness. He was saying there, I score God between us. Have I ever defrauded you? Have I ever done anything that... You see, friends, when you walk in righteousness, your boldness is intense. Bible says that sinners, they hide when... Sorry? The righteous is as bold as a lion. When you see a righteous person, he's very bold as a lion. Until we begin to embrace righteousness, breaking forth is impossible. A life of iniquity always destroys destinies. A life of iniquity always scatters destinies. I pray for somebody here tonight. Your life will never be the same again. I say your life will never be the same again. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Quickly tonight, before we go into prayer, what are the benefits of righteousness that makes it, or let me see exactly how I put it here. How does righteousness make you break forth? How? What is the connection between righteousness and breaking forth? Number one, righteousness attracts favor. The righteous is the favored. Somebody here must obtain favor in the name of Jesus. I say somebody here must obtain God's favor in the name of Jesus. If you are that person, let me hear your loudest amen. The Bible says in Psalms chapter 5, verse 12, For thou, Lord, shall bless the righteous. With favor will thou compass him as with a shield. Everyone walking in righteousness is a candidate of God's favor and man's favor. Anywhere you walk to in righteousness, you come out with a shipload of favor. Any place you go to as a righteous person, you come out with favor. In fact, I can say this. Your lack of favor is a sign of unrighteousness. If somebody lacks favor, it's a sign that something is unrighteous about that person. Number two, relationship between righteousness and breaking forth is that righteousness facilitates answered prayer. Someone say answered prayer. I can't hear you tonight. I can't hear you tonight. I can't hear you tonight. Your prayers shall be answered in Jesus' name. Bible says in Psalms 34 verse 15, Psalms 34:15, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. May God's ear be open to your cry today. I say, may God's ear be open to your cry today. If your desire is for God to answer you, hate iniquity. If your desire is for God to hear you, dislike anything that will not make God. In Isaiah 59 verse 1 to 2, Isaiah 59 verse 1 and verse 2, the Bible speaking there. He says, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that he cannot save, neither is he heavy that he cannot hear. Verse 2, but your iniquities are separated between you and your God, and your sin has hid his face from you that he will not hear. Iniquity makes God to block his face towards us. Iniquity makes God not want to have anything to. So as we journey in this fast, our work on this first day is to disconnect ourselves from everything called iniquity. Or else, our prayer is an effort in futility. Our work tonight is to disconnect ourselves from iniquity. Or else, our prayers is an effort in futility. There's a connection between righteousness and answer to your prayers. There is a connection between righteousness and answers to your prayers. Number three, what is the connection? Also, or the benefits of righteousness, righteous living. I said number one is it attracts favor. Number two, it facilitates answers to your prayers. Number three, righteousness grants you access to God's presence. The righteous enters into God's presence with ease. The righteous enters into the presence of God without problems. The door is not shut against him or her. That's why when Jesus was teaching us to pray, the Bible says, he said, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespass. Because once that trespass is there, there is no way to have access. The access is blocked. The access is blocked. But I pray for you here today, your access will never be blocked in Jesus' name. Your access will never be blocked in Jesus' name. You will have easy access into God's presence. I can't hear your amen. 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 Number four, benefit of righteous living is that righteousness births light and revelation. You know, you need light and revelation to break forth. We'll talk more about that in the course of the teachings in this program. Light and revelation. Psalms 97 verse 11. Only the lighted can break forth. If you are not lighted, Bible says light is sown for the righteous. Light is sown for the righteous. Light is sown for the righteous. God will provide light for your path today in Jesus' name. Light is sown for the righteous and the gladness of the upright. And the gladness for the upright in heart. So when you are righteous, you access light. 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 And once you are well lighted, the devil stylishly avoids you. Once you are well lighted, you are stylishly avoided by the devil. Because light and darkness are not friends. Hello? I said hello? Light and darkness are not darkness. So once you are well lighted, you are stylishly avoided by the devil. You know, this is a light. And light is a product of righteous living. That's why the devil's attempt every day is to puncture your ability to live straight. To live a straight life. His desire every day is to puncture your connection with God so that you will not live a straight life. But he has failed today. I say 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 he has failed today. Grace is coming for somebody here tonight in Jesus' name. And of course, number 5, righteousness attracts blessings. Proverbs 10, verse 22, the Bible says, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and added no sorrow. If you look at the life of Job, you will see that he was blessed because he was righteous. Job chapter 1, verse 1 to 3 that I read earlier on. He was blessed because he was righteous. His blessing was a direct connection to his righteousness. The more righteous you and I are, the more blessing we attract. The more we move near sin, the more we lose blessing. But you will not lose out. I say you will not lose out. Why do you think you see some people that are doing so well and all of a sudden they are down? They have put their hands into iniquity. They have put their hands into iniquity. And until we are ready to repent and come back to God in righteousness, breaking forth is not possible. I want to tell you this as I round up tonight. No need to envy anybody. Once you know the steps of the righteous, walk therein. Don't envy anybody. I wish I was like this person. You can be anybody God wants you to be. You can get to any level God wants you to get to. But you must walk in righteousness. You must abandon iniquity. You must remove the cloth of iniquity. You must disconnect yourself from iniquity. I was listening to a man of God about 2 weeks ago. I was going to the barber's place to cut my hair, and I was just listening to the message. And he said, he was preaching in a church. He said, I thank God. I quickly gave my life to Christ. He said, I used to carry gun. People shouted, He said, is he only that one? I used to smoke cocaine. People say, But you know one thing? That is now in the past. It's a new creature. And as he was saying, and I said, God, I thank you. My own is not even as bad as that one. So devil cannot condemn me again. I said, see what you did then, what you did then. You see, I remember when I was many years ago, maybe about the time I was about to enter university or thereabout, when I just finished secondary school, somebody gave me a taste of beer. Just a little taste. Say, hello, how are you? Let's sit down together here. That's why you must be careful who you sit down with. Who you sit down with determines what sits on your destiny. When I sat down with that guy, he said, come and taste. Come and taste. And I saw that black thing inside bottle. And he said, take your own. It's very nice. He mixed it. As I said, yay, this thing is so bitter. I said, no, relax. That was the last day. That was the last day I went to meet him. I said, this one will kill me. Tonight represents another time for you to disconnect from iniquity. Until there is a disconnect from iniquity, there is no breaking forth. Praying, is a waste until you remove that cloth. I was preaching one day and I told you the story of Joshua when Satan wore him a cloth of shame. You remember that day I told you the story? When Satan, because Satan found iniquity on him and wore him a... Tonight, that cloth of shame shall be removed from your life. That cloth of shame shall be removed from your life. That cloth of shame shall be removed from your life. Let me hear you say loudest amen. Bow down your hearts. Thank you, Jesus.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. Appreciate you.